Welcome to The Inspired Author. I'm your host, Samantha Davidson. As an executive manager in the construction industry, a serious girl boss, and a passionate young adult author and mentor, I understand how challenging it can be to find balance. Regardless of what's holding you back, the demands you have weighing you down, or where you are in your journey, I invite you to join me and maybe we can find success together. So, if you're looking to elevate your platform while balancing your busy life and creative passions, then I think you found the right place. It's time to get inspired. Let's dive in. Hi guys, and happy New Year's Eve. It is the last day of 2018, the final day of the year. I don't even know where to begin. This year, I've mentioned it so many times, but this year has been such an amazing year. And I know that for some of you, 2018 was not the year. It was challenging and presented so many roadblocks and hardships. But for me, 2018 was definitely a pivotal year. There was so much that I achieved this year, and maybe not actually achieved in a tangible way, but in my own mental wellness, in my drive, my passion, in finally getting a clear picture on exactly what I want to do, who I want to surround myself with, where I want to be in this community, and what I stand for. Getting that clarity has been invaluable this year. So looking back on 2018, on the last 365 days, I wouldn't even know where to begin on how grateful and thankful I am for the people that have come into my life this year, for the experiences that I've had, for the lessons I've learned, for the accomplishments that I've been able to achieve. I finished my first book in 2018. I edited and went through an entire professional editing process in 2018. I met the most amazing group of writers in 2018. I overcame huge obstacles in my professional life in 2018. I got a clear picture of exactly what my platform means and exactly what I want to be in this community. 2018 was a phenomenal year. And now that we're rolling into the very last day of the year, I wanted to talk to you guys a little bit about self-care. And it's not something that I go into a lot. I talk about how valuable you are and how worthy you are and how you absolutely have everything that it takes to do what you want to do. But I don't talk about what that translates like and what that looks like in your own self-care routines and how important that is to have self-care routines. So we are the last day of the year. We've talked a little bit about cleaning your space and getting ready for the new year. We've talked about how to set your goals and where to put your focus for even just the first month of 2019. And today, we're going to do a little bit of self-love. We're going to take a step back and we're going to relax. Everything that has happened this year has happened. And everything that is yet to come next year is yet to come. So today, we're going to be mindful. Today, we're going to live in the moment. Whatever time it is you're listening to this podcast, wherever you are in the world, and whatever you had planned for today, I urge you to stop. Today, make it about you. Take the time to do what you enjoy. And if that means picking up a brand new book, whether it's fantasy or suspense or personal development, pick up a book and start reading. If that's sketching, grab a notepad and start sketching. If that's getting lost in a beautiful, nice, warm bubble bath, go for a bubble bath. Whatever lights you up, wherever your bliss is, whatever's important to you, whatever you truly enjoy doing, make today about that. You cannot change anything that has happened in the last 365 days. And as much as I want you to take ownership and rock out 2019, tomorrow is gonna wait. Don't rush the time. Don't wish away this day. Don't look forward to whatever you have planned tonight at the stroke of midnight. Just enjoy right now. Take a step back. See the world around you. Enjoy the world around you. Appreciate the people that you're with. Appreciate being alone. The silence that comes with that and the quiet. Watch a movie. Whatever makes you happy, wherever your bliss is, whatever lights you up, whatever brings you joy, do that today. We are on the brink of a new year. It is the last day, the last time you will ever see 2018. We are moving forward and we're going to be mindful and present. So regardless of how much of a self-care day you can take, whether you can start right now and make the rest of the day about you, or if you can only sneak 25 minutes today to take some downtime and do what matters to you, make it happen. Find the time. Live in the moment mindfully. Recognizing all of your blessings, accepting all of your flaws, any challenge that's come to you, any negativity that you can't shift into something positive. Accept all of it. Be okay with it. Find a place of happy, no matter what that looks like. Find a place of happy with exactly where you are. And let's move into 2019 with a grateful heart, a sense of self-worth, and a smile on your face. I love you guys, and I think that every one of you deserves every happiness, every joy, and every love that this world has to offer. 2019 is going to bring you so much abundance and joy and peace. I truly believe that, and I hope that you all do too. I'm going to talk to you guys again tomorrow, next year, for the start of 2019 and the start of something truly amazing. I hope you guys all ring in the new year in a way that is meaningful to you, that is special, and that makes your soul light up. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Have a wonderful night. Take care. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe on your way out. If you loved what you heard, I'd be so grateful if you'd leave me a review on iTunes or SoundCloud. You can also find me on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook at Author Samantha Davidson or on Twitter at Author Samantha D. I look forward to seeing you again very soon, and until then, be mindful, be grateful, and be inspired.